This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I was talking with Blake, and I said, I don't even know what to do about these shootings. I don't know what to say about them. I don't know how to respond to them. And luckily, Jen has saved me from that problem, at least temporarily, because she called, and we will talk about whatever it is that she wants to talk about. 855-993-7569. Jen, thank you for calling. You're on the air. How might I help you?
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I spoke to you about a month ago, and I was hoping to get some more of your insights. I'm married, and I have sort of this long-distance other relationship that I'm trying to transition into something more sustainable, but I'm managing to make myself miserable over it, so I'm hoping I can get some.
Well, I think what we talked about before, both of you were married, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so you talked about transitioning him into more of a friend. We're good 2000
well,
and focusing on my marriage.
Yeah, well, let me clarify that a little bit because I think the only way to transition him into friendship is to let him go for right now, with the idea between both of you, because to go from friendship to romance is relatively easy. To go from romance to friendship is much more difficult and requires at least some kind of hiatus. And when I say hiatus, I'm not talking about a couple of days or even a couple of weeks, and often not a couple of months, because let me just sort of hypothesize for you. Let's assume that you were really trying very hard to evaluate your marriage. I'm not even saying that you have to. I mean, my preference is obviously to work on your marriage, and I think the only way to legitimately and honestly evaluate whether it has any real validity for you is to work on it. But the only way to fairly evaluate it, whether you work on it or not, is to not have somebody in the on-deck circle who's sort of saying, hi, sweetie, you don't really have to do the work. Look how cute I am over here. It's just impossible. It's just too much of a distraction. So the Mr. Sexy Pants really has to be off your radar. And I'm not suggesting that you're not going to think about him, because you will. But to not invest any time or energy in that relationship, because for right now, it's a non-issue that you're still married to somebody. Even if you decided this is the dude that you really need to be with the rest of your life, you don't want to start an important long-term relationship based on adultery. So no matter how you look at it, he has no value to you right now. None. He's either a distraction, or you're going to undermine any possible legitimacy and trust that you'd ever have in that relationship. So you just have to view him as skull and crossbones. Now, what you can do so you don't panic out of your skull is to say, a year from now, I'll get back in touch with you and I'll let you know. With the idea being he's not gone, and believe in kismet, if the two of you are meant to be together, you will be. So you don't have to feel that you've lost the only chance of happiness you'll ever have. But the only chance you'll ever have of happiness with this dude, if that's what's meant to be, is to be cleanly out of your marriage, and he has to be cleanly out of his as well. And I'm sure you're worldly enough to understand that sometimes one person leaves and the other doesn't. So you can't leave a marriage because of him, because we don't know what he's going to do. He can't leave a marriage because of you, because it's unclear what you're going to do. Both of you have to evaluate the core relationships, which is your marriages, and decide whether or not there's anything viable there, and if so, is there enough to build on it? And that really requires a huge amount of concentration and focus and lack of distraction. And both of you are distractions in each other's life right now. So you can't transition him into anything right now. You can put him in the deep freeze and decide, in the same way, if you made too much spaghetti sauce, next winter it'll be delicious. Well, he may or may not be delicious, but he's in the deep freeze for right now. You can't email him. You can't talk with him. And if I were you, every time I think about him, I would sort of say, okay, let's focus on what, you know, what about him is missing in my marriage, and what can I do to instill that in my marriage? Because otherwise, it's you're going to get caught between two worlds and be unhappy in both, and that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, I definitely feel I'm in that zone. I've managed to complicate things in that we started a work project together that would be tricky to untangle, and so
it may be worth being tricky to untangle it, because I mean I don't know anything about the work project, and if you want me to help you look at it, it's possible, but it's giving both of you an excuse not to do what you need to do, which is to focus on your marriage, stay away from each other. And it's just not, you know, and I know people have left their jobs because of the situation, because if they don't leave their jobs, they're going to get fired anyway. So it's just not very wise. And if there's absolutely a work project that you have to do, that you need at least to put a person as a buffer between the two of you. I mean, otherwise, and my guess is if you looked really at that work project, that there's probably an alternative to working together, or certainly working closely together, or really having any communication with one another. I think the two of you are very likely using the work project, and I'm not saying that you're lying about it, I'm saying you're kidding yourself about it. That if you were transferred to another project, or one of you got sick, or one of you changed jobs, there are all sorts of ways of dealing with that, and just explaining that for right now you need to be focused on something else. Because it's first of all, it's dangerous to your job situation for either of you. I mean, assuming people don't know is really a fatal assumption. They always know. I mean, think about all the people who've tried to either have affairs, or, you know, not come in late, or steal pencils. Everybody always knows. Steal food from the refrigerator. The idea that people are getting away with something with other people, you really have to be a psychopath to be able to get away with it. Most of us are not. So people know. So you're putting your job at jeopardy. You're certainly, both of you are putting your marriages at jeopardy. You're putting, I mean, I know it's really sexy and fun right now, but both of you, if the two of you are to be together, let's just flash forward and decide that both of you, that you're going to somehow get away with a work project, which you're very likely not going to, that both of your spouses find out, and you don't have to divorce them, they'll divorce you, and so you're free to be with each other. The first time either of you aren't in a hotel room where you're supposed to be, or don't answer the cell phone, or flirt with a waiter, it's going to be, gee, this person cheated on me, why would they, you know, I cheated with them, he cheated on his first wife, she cheated on her husband, why would they not cheat on me? It's just a disastrous way to do a relationship. So if the complication is work, if you have a boss you can really trust, just say, it's just too complicated for us to work together right now, and you don't have to go into any more detail than that. Or figure out somebody who can do it for you, or that you only have to meet once a quarter or something.
So I completely agree with you, and at the same time my mind wants to, like, I have these sort of...
It's not your mind. It's your...
Like, I feel
it has nothing to do with your head.
Yeah.
It's a completely different set of organs.
Like, I've got the fantasy side, and I know that the reality would not match up with it at all, and I don't even think my fantasy is his fantasy, and I find that I just feel often very... almost heartbroken about it, or miserable, and I just don't know why I'm.
Well, yes, you do. It's because,
it.
But it's not so much what he offers; it's what you're not getting in your marriage. And that's where you need. And I'm not saying you have to stay in a marriage that's not good. I'm saying the only way to evaluate whether a marriage is good is put some energy into it and see if it improves. And if it does, you win. If it doesn't, you can leave it, but at least you can leave it with a clear conscience. Stand hold for me for just a second. Let's talk about what you think he offers you that you're not getting in your marriage. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Jen, who's got a work colleague that makes her sparkle. How long have you been married? Was it 12 years or something?
18.
18, okay. So how recently did the working together on the project come up?
Really in the last month. And so we kind of created it ourselves.
So uncreated.
Yeah, the problem is we've kind of it's
Jen. Jen, look. Let's not waste each other's time. If you want to continue down this path that is deadly, determined to make you unhappy, but does add the little excitement to your life, then you don't need me, and there's no sense calling me. If you don't, then call him back and say, this is stupid. We did this on purpose. We're trying to hold on to something that makes no sense. I mean, you've got kids, yes?
Yes.
Do you view this as a good role model for your kids?
No. No, you're
okay. I mean, you got to look in the mirror. The only person for sure you're going to wake up with every day of your life, for the rest of your life, is you. Make sure that you can look in the mirror. This is dumb. And you can rationalize it, and you can try and convince me and think, well, you know, if I can convince her, I can convince my husband, it's crap. Then, okay, yeah, everyone's, you know, all of us at some point get tempted. The issue is not the temptation. The issue is how you respond to it. There's always going to be temptation. There's always going to be somebody or something. And at that moment, our spouse is going to burp or fart or, you know, leave the toilet seat up and be disgusting or say something ugly. And so what? I mean, if you don't want to be married, you don't have to be married. If you don't want to be married to this dude, you don't have to be married to it. But messing around with somebody else's husband where you're still married, where you've got kids, where you're putting everything that you hold dear, including your own reputation, your own sense of integrity, in jeopardy, is dumb. Tempting, but dumb. So don't be dumb. And you know and I know that the work project is nonsense. So get out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, listen, it would be nice if he, you know, we somehow as women, we do this really stupid thing as we sort of think, well, guys have to be the you know, and it's interesting, as women we think, well, you know, he should take the responsibility for this. I'm just the woman. He should lead. I mean, that's how dance works. And men think, well, women should be in charge of it because we all know we can't control our impulses. So what turns out is nobody's in charge of it. So the point being that this makes no sense. That if it has to be you, it has to be you of saying, and you're going to learn a lot about him. Where his sense of integrity is, where his sense of responsibility is, to say, this makes no sense. I don't want to do this. I think you're terrific. I would love to think about you as a lifelong friend or maybe more than that, but not right now. We need to stop kidding ourselves. This has nothing to do with work. It has everything to do with kind of being able to flirt with each other. It's kind of work porn. Let's not do this. Let's keep it clean. You know, let's decide that at some point we may be together or we may just be friends, but for right now all it does is complicate and undermine our own sense of integrity and righteousness. And it's you know, it's not worth doing, if nothing else, to our kids. You know, we wouldn't want our kids to know we were behaving like this.
Right. No, I know you're right. It emotionally.
It's hard, but there are lots of things we do that are hard. And usually, yeah. You know, my example is, you know, Rocky didn't run up one flight of stairs. He did the Philadelphia Library. And one of the reasons, you know, we talk about self-esteem. Self is not, you know, not our moms, not our kids, not our Sunday school teachers, you know, not our bosses. It's self. And esteem is an active way of valuing. And what we do is we value ourselves and we think, wow, nobody was watching and I did the right thing. You know, I could have not washed my hands. I could have not picked up my trash. I could have taken that $20 bill that I just saw fall out of somebody's wallet. And when we do the right thing, even if nobody knows and nobody sees, we know. And conversely, when we do the wrong thing, even if nobody else knows, which they often do, we feel a sense of, oh. I mean, it undermines our own ability to appreciate ourselves. And that's dangerous. Much more dangerous than any particular guy. So I asked you before we took the break, what about this guy is so attractive that you don't have in your marriage?
He provides a lot of, I'd say a lot of external validation.
Then tell your husband, well, I mean, look, your husband can't tell you how terrific a work job you're doing, but he can tell you. I mean, do you tell him he does good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so since
does
I
he tell you?
No, and well, not as much. But after we talked last time, I sort of said, you know, I'd like, you haven't complimented me in, you know, good 15 years. It'd be nice to
well, listen,
you know,
how about, let me give you something more specific than that. How about for the next week, each of you find something positive about each other to say that you haven't said a million times before? It has to be specific. It has to be novel. It has to be new. And just see what you get. Which means both of you are going to have to look a little harder than you're used to looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're really smart, what you'll do is begin thinking about all the things that this guy is not doing. Which is, there's not a huge amount of, look, it's really fun to have someone say, wow, there's never been anybody like you, and I can't stop thinking about you. But what he's really saying is, I'm cheating my wife. You know, I'm cheating her emotionally. If I had the opportunity, I'd probably cheat her sexually. I'm gonna lie to her because I'm gonna call you on the phone and say, you know, it's business. I mean, is that really the kind of person that you want to be with? And as I said, the world's easiest, being a lover is the world's easiest thing to do. Being a spouse is one of the more difficult ones, if not the most, probably second only to being a parent, but they're so quite often linked to one another, it's hard to differentiate.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I found, like, even since we've been trying to shift more into being friends and talking as friends, that I find that quite dissatisfying in itself because I'm not getting
I'll tell you a quick story just because it popped in my head. I went out with this guy once, and we had dinner, and it was just clearly that, you know, we're not sort of meant for each other. And I actually fixed him up with a girlfriend, which was a disaster, but that was a different thing. But we ended up having dinner again, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months after the initial date. And, you know, we were having dinner, and I reached over to take something off his plate, and he hit me with his knife or his fork or something. I said, what are you doing? And he said, you can't eat off my plate. And I said, well, the last time we had dinner, you not only let me, you encouraged me. He said, that's when I was trying to get in your pants. And I've never forgotten that. You know, that guys are not stupid. We treat them like they're dumb. They're not. But there's a whole different strategy when you're trying to nail somebody's bones as to when you're being friends or anything else. Work on your marriage. Try a week of saying nice things to it. There we go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I said, you know, I don't know really what to do about the shootings in Dallas except to mourn the entire situation. But believe it or not, today in history, I was saying to Blake, today has always been a disaster in history. So this is, it really does make you believe almost in sort of the tides of human affairs or something. Right, in 1716, right, 400 years ago today, the Battle of Diekirchen forces Sweden to abandon its invasion of Norway. Not a cheery day for probably either Sweden or Norway. Maybe better for Norway than Sweden. On this day in 1730, an 8.7 earthquake causes a tsunami that damages more than 620 miles of Chile's coastline. You can hear my point here. In 1775, on this day, the Olive Branch Petition was signed by the Continental Congress of the 13 colonies. But as you recall, when I looked that up, it basically said, okay, let's find a way not to go to war. But the day before this, or 2 days before, the United States had invaded Canada. not exactly a peaceful olive branch. All right, I'll tell you the rest of it in a minute. I mean, it's one of those days that makes you believe that there really are tides in human behavior. And this day is one of, you know, I know, beware the Ides. Beware today as well. 855-993-7569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. First of all, I love your show. I love you. I love your advice. I've talked to you like two or three times in the past, and I was hoping to get some help with a recurring fight I have with my husband.
Okay.
So I'll give you a little bit of background. I'm 34. He's 47. We were married a year in May.
How long were you married? I didn't understand you.
Oh, we've been married 1 year.
Okay.
We also have a four-month-old baby.
Okay.
And then he has been married before, so he has three children from a previous marriage, and then also another child from a different relationship. So he has four boys ranging in age from the littlest just turned 12 and the oldest 20.
Is your child a girl or a boy?
Another boy.
Well, he turns out a boy. It says Henry VIII would have loved him.
Right.
How long had you guys dated before you got married?
We dated about 2 years, which was actually a lot. Like, I mean, I know 34 isn't that old, but we dated longer than I would have because I knew it would be difficult with all the stepkids. And okay. I wanted him to be sure that he really wanted to, like, do this. Like, 47, you know, his kids are kind of grown. Like, you really want to start over.
Okay.
And he said he did. But, you know, if I had to sum it up in one line, I feel like he just has me tagging along in his crazy life, and he had no intention of like building a new life with me.
Okay, can you tell me where the tag? What would be the difference if he was building a life with you in terms of behavior, in terms of time? What would change? What is it that you want him to do differently than he's doing?
Well, I don't know if you remember, the one issue that I had actually called you about before, that I think I've forgiven him for, but it's about money. And it was that before we got married, I asked him if support ended when the kids are 18. And he said, yes. And I don't know if he was lying, like directly lying, or just that he never looked into it and just hoped it ended at 18, but I asked him over and over and over. And he said, yeah, it ends at 18. Well, turns out it doesn't where I live. And so he is responsible for half of the older boys' college. And
well, let me just stop you for just a second. Even if he weren't legally responsible for it, presumably, let's just deal with your chicklet at this moment. And let's fast forward 18 or 17 years and 8 months, and your chicklet's going off to college, and for some reason the two of you were not together, you would still legitimately expect him to pay for at least some portion of your child's higher education. It's one of the things parents do if they're at all capable of doing it. It's not guaranteed in the Constitution, but it's certainly one of the things that I think most parents would view as, if not an obligation, at least a responsibility, if at all feasible. Now, there are certainly cases in which...
I agree with you, and that's how I was raised. I was raised that you're going to school, you're paying for it, you know, maybe we'll help you with books, but you take out something called loans, and
you go to school. Honey, Sarah, I was too. You know, I was raised, and, you know, anything after high school, you're on your own. But still...
Yeah.
I think expecting a parent, especially a divorced parent who's going to feel a little guiltier than your average parent, expecting them to say, well, you know, you're 18, you're on your own, when if there's any feasibility of paying for it. I mean, presumably
well,
part of the reason
say,
you...
He had no money. Like, he is in debt. And I knew that going in. I knew I was marrying someone who had no money. And, you know, I thought, and I did help him pay off all of his debt. But the reality is, he paid so much in child support. Prior to marrying me, he lived with his mother. And almost all his money, you know, he couldn't afford to live on his own. So
He probably couldn't afford to get married, realistically. If you look back on it, he probably couldn't afford to do this. But what we could afford to do...
Right.
Plus, honey, look.
He doesn't have the money. If he had the money, that would be completely different.
I got it. Listen, darling, let's face the reality. At just before we go any further, and I will go. I will spend as long with you as you want, that the two of you have completely different philosophies about money. You probably have no debt. You don't buy anything unless you can afford it. He is the guy who has credit cards, who views, I knew a situation of a guy once who not only had no money, but was in debt to everybody. And at one point he was saying, I was dealing with his girlfriend who was confiding in me in therapy, and she said he's left his daughter $2 million and he has no money, which means if he should die, she's going to come after me thinking that any money I have was really hers. And I said, well, you have to talk with him about that he can't, because he would promise anything because he couldn't deliver anything. And it's just, it's a different kind of mentality. The two of you, you hear that the major cause of the breakup of first marriage is money. Of second marriages is kids left over. And you have a perfect storm of both of them in this particular dude. That the responsibility, the guilt, and the willingness to show that you weren't the bad guy is part of what motivates him. And he's terrible about money, or at least, well, he is terrible about money, especially from your point of view and my point of view. And he spends money he doesn't have. Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
okay.
He even admits that he's terrible with money.
No. All right, so what is this come at this moment? Let me just ask you, are you willing to divorce him on the basis of money? Because it's not going to get any better.
No.
Okay.
No, because he has made some improvements, and he's shown me that he's willing to change certain things, and he's the hardest working man I know, so no, I don't want to divorce.
Okay, so is the fight about money, is that the recurring fight?
Well, that's like a sidebar, but the main thing, and I'm a long-time listener of yours, and I listened to you before I got married, and the main issue is the stepdad. And I always thought, and please don't take this personal because I think you're a genius, and maybe I'm seeing it wrong, but when you said that step-parents should just be a gracious host and a good friend, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. But now that I'm living it, I'm like, that's a horrible idea because basically I do feel like, you know, they come over and they come over every single weekend from Friday night to Sunday night. And they don't pick up after themselves. They don't show any respect to the house.
All right, I'll walk you through this. But, honey, the reason I have that little T-shirt motto is for exactly the situation. That once you try to decide to be a parent, you've got a war going on. But we'll walk through it together. Stick with me. If you can get on, if you're on speakerphone, that'd be good if you get off of it or on a slightly better phone, because it's a little hard to hear you. But either way, I'll be back with you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Let me just deal with the step-parenting issue for just a second for you. Listen, if my whole point of the being a good hostess and a good friend is exactly that. If I came and stayed with you, and I granted it's every weekend, so you, if I were going to come and stay with you every weekend, which is a lot, admittedly.
Yeah.
That, so we'll come back to the frequency in a minute. But if I came over, and I just had house guests, and I had house guests for 4 days, which is a little bit longer than weekend, but close enough. And I'm one of those people who, first of all, I have a lot of white furniture, which means everything stains it. And I'm one of those people who eat in the kitchen. I have a nice kitchen. I have a dining room. So we don't eat in bedrooms. We don't eat in, and you know, there were banana peels all over the house that were in the sun. There were apple cores. There was tea. I mean, tea stains everything. Tea is a natural stain. There were no coasters, water things all over the thing. I mean, just, and at one point transferring like stuff, because they were traveling, so they had big jars that are not going to get through security, so I had lots of little jars for them. And instead of doing it in the kitchen or a bathroom, they're doing it over the white rug. And I'm sort of, you know, and I'm, you can hear, I mean, the part of me is thinking, go to a hotel! And the other thing's, no, it's okay. And sort of gently saying, not, you guys are really disrespectful of me. And, you know, I would just sort of gently say, you know what? That's probably going to be easier to do over the kitchen. Or, here, let me bring you this towel to put underneath it. And, you know, I really was being, and these are not children, but was basically thinking, here's the conflict between understanding that this isn't how I run my life, and this isn't how the people should be behaving in my space, and understanding the rules of hospitality. And hospitality actually did trump my sense of propriety. And the reason that I have that kind of irritating being a good friend and a good hostess is for exactly the situation of banana peels and wet towels and books all over everything. And I think it's okay to take each of those kids aside and say, you know what, I'll bribe you. If you don't, you know, it's just when you come over, you know, I don't want to be on, you know, on a tinder hooks all the time. So if you'd be willing to hang up the wet towels, I'd be willing to buy you, you know, Yahoos or something. I mean, so, but the idea is that if it was a friend of yours, you would, the behavior would be just as irritating, but you would deal with it differently. And that's the whole point of saying being a good friend or and a good hostess. We would probably all be better parents if we did that, as opposed to pick up that, or money doesn't grow on trees, or, I, you know, you can't spill your milk, you know. I mean, we spend a lot of time as parents sort of yelling at our kids, and it's not a very good idea. And if you think about your childhood, the things that you remember the most in a horrifying way is when you did something accidentally, you got yelled at for it, because everybody makes accidents. But so that's the whole point, that these kids, and you're caught in a, and the reason that I have it as a reminder is that it's really a temptation to view your husband's leftover children as just that. But it's a great way to undermine a marriage, because he feels responsibility, presumably some love, and a huge amount of guilt. So if you, and by you being anything less than charming, sort of allows him to sort of make you the target rather than the kids. So, and it's
that,
okay.
That actually makes a lot of sense in terms of, like, the messiness. And I'm really happy that you added that, like, you know, there's a charming, nice, like, oh, I'll get you something and just be and talk to him individually.
Yeah.
But then can I ask you, so the overall big issue isn't, it's not even the messiness. It's, like, I live in a small condo that I pay for, of course, and, you know, my husband moved in. And I also want to add, because I think it's important, the youngest of the boys, his mother has stage 4 cancer and literally could pass at any time. She's already defying a lot of odds. So, you know, at some point he will be with us all the time.
Okay.
But the way my house is set up is it's pretty small. I mean, there's a nice finished basement. Then there's a dining room and living room where there's no separation. And then upstairs is, you know, my husband and I's bedroom and the baby's room. So every weekend, and I set up the downstairs really nice. They cleaned it. I let them put their stuff on the walls. They have a TV. They have a computer, a Game Boy, or, you know, gaming system, whatever. But for some reason, they come over and they just plop on the couch. Mm. And it's, what movie are we watching? And, you know, 12-year-old boys don't want to watch.
Let me just start you with that. We had a downstairs rec room, you know, naughty pines, fixed up for the kids. None of us wanted to be down there. And I think there are two issues. First of all, there's something about basements that just doesn't really appeal to most people, including kids. But there's also the idea of wanting to be, you know, I want to be, you know, it's a great song from Hamilton. You know, I want to be in the room when it happens, where it happens. I mean, I absolutely... And if you're asking me if you moved the living room downstairs, would it change things? It'd be an interesting experiment, probably a little bit, but there's still something about downstairs. It just, the idea of sequestering people off. None of us ever used that rec room. We hated it.
I'm asking, I guess, how to make a compromise, because we both work
full time. What's the compromise you want? What is it that you want from these kids that you're not getting?
Like, I'm happy to have some family time, but I want there to be, like, I like playing games with them and whatever, but I want there to be some time where it's, I have, you know, the TV. I get to choose what we watch. Or me and my husband can be alone.
All right, wait a minute. Well, those are two separate issues. Those kids, a 20-year-old really comes to his dad's every weekend?
Well, no. The oldest two I rarely see. It's the 12 and the 13-year-old. But I literally feel like, you know, I work all weekend, and then I feel like they own my home the entire weekend.
I don't feel
comfortable, and I go hide in my bedroom. Because I don't want to be a bad hostess and say, you can't watch that. I want to watch X, Y, or Z.
How about getting a second television? I mean, as a possibility. Televisions aren't very expensive. And say, okay, here's my television in the living room. There's a television downstairs.
Yeah, we have one downstairs.
Okay, well, then all you have to say, there are a whole bunch of ways of dealing with this, but one of them is saying, here's the deal. My room, my television. Your room, your television. You want to watch your television downstairs, or we watch my television. Listen, I want you to hang on for a minute, because I think the issue isn't really with the kids. The issue is with your husband, and that's what you're probably going to have to deal with. Hang on for me. We'll be back to you in a moment. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.